Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to have a debate about torture coming up here in a few minutes. We're going to get more into the martial law preparations. The head of the Defense Department saying, you bet your life on it, this is a very serious threat. And I have a stack of articles where they admit the White House and Pentagon have put out false terror alerts to, quote, create hysteria and scare us into submission. More on Mad Cow, just a ton of other news. We're so honored to have Colonel Craig Roberts on with us. And, of course, Jack McClam, Police and Military Against the New World Order. Jam-packed show today. Colonel Roberts, the chemtrails. I mean, I remember 5 years ago a jet flew over at 3,000 feet, didn't leave a trail. Now they do over Austin. Some of the jets won't. One right next to it will. Leaves a trail, sits there for 5 hours. What is going on?
Whole program just on that, and I have. But I didn't believe in the things until about 4 years ago when I was doing a radio show in on the East Coast, and somebody called in, and I said, well, it's just contrails, you know, it just depends on the weather conditions. Then I walked outside after the show, looked up, and there was this this fish net of white over us, and I watched a KC-10 refueler painted totally white through the binoculars do a U-turn and go back and do a weaving pattern on this. So all of a sudden everything changed. I started digging into it, and there were several things that were happening, but just very briefly, a lot of the stuff that was coming down had aluminum oxide and other chemicals in it that would cause upper respiratory infections. And the only thing that I could think is that they were trying to test air dispersal patterns in the population for whatever reason, either to get sprayed or to defend us against a biological attack if someone else did it. I'm still clueless on that.
But that barium salts and aluminum dioxide is also very bad for your brain. They've tested the fibers and found flu in it.
Right. You can use anything. I mean, once they've got the medium to spray it and the mechanisms to do it, then you can put anything in the tanks.
Well, they've been acclimating you up in Oklahoma for months, spraying Subtilis Globigy under Homeland Security drills.
Well, it's so bad up here that, Alex, we don't have to worry about global warming because we've always got a cloud bank over us now, and it always settles down into a fog, you know. I mean, we see it all the time.
By the way, NASA at the Goddard Center just said the Earth is now 20% darker with all these bizarre cloud banks.
Well, and I wonder where they came from. But the bottom line is we've traced down some of these airplanes to Arizona where they originate out of a place called Marana. And there's one of them that came over had a pine tree painted on its tail, and anybody that's been in the intelligence area knows where that came from. But the bottom line is they are out there. They are spraying stuff that is not a contrail. And I've had military tanker pilots tell me that, hey, that's not us. I don't know what you're talking about. No one's doing that. And I'd turn around and show them the pictures that we've taken and the videotape that we've taken of it, and they're going, gee, I've never seen that. I don't know what that is, but that's not us. So it's not Air Force units, because you couldn't keep those guys quiet. I've been assigned to those guys before and worked with them, and they're not going to keep quiet about it. So it's civilian contractors flying military-type tankers and civilian aircraft that have been modified.
Well, I was down with my family in Phoenix. I'd left the Rocky Mountains up here where we were being sprayed pretty well and went down to Phoenix, and they were being sprayed. And a few days later, my sons and I were down in Mexico diving, and they were spraying down there. I'm telling you, I cannot understand the billions of dollars a day. And when I went to Australia and New Zealand, they were spraying down there, brothers. Billions of dollars a day being put out for equipment and for chemicals and for manpower. Who can afford this?
Well, and
they're
got
not just cranking up the printing presses.
I got email from England from two people over there that sent me email wanting to know what I know about it, because they were getting sprayed in England now.
Yeah, it's worldwide, and I've over these years that I've watched this, I'm beginning to believe, as I'm watching and hearing from people, as the temperatures are changing and the climate is changing around the world, that they're using it as a weapon to destroy farming and so forth in various parts of the country through the HAARP system off this aluminum particle.
Yep, a resonance pattern. We'll be back to have our debate and take your phone calls. Everybody stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks. It's Christmas Eve. It's the 24th of December, 2003. We're talking to Colonel Craig Roberts, who's a Marine Corps sniper in Vietnam, colonel in the Army, worked in Army intelligence on the SWAT team, flew helicopters for Major Police Department, is an expert on the New World Order. We have another great American, Jack McClam, who's also a veteran himself, and, of course, the most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona history. He taught at the police academy as well, was wounded in the line of duty, you name it. He's been speaking out for 20-plus years against the New World Order, and I had them both coming on the show today, and then I started getting some calls on air from Monday's show. A couple callers called in and said there's this rabbi, Yaakov Spivak, who's on one of your affiliates, fine affiliate, 1360, on the flagship station of the American Freedom Network, who is saying in some cases torture might be okay. And I said, well, I don't know if he said that. I don't know who the guy is, but I might want to have him on the air and debate that and discuss that. I was pretty congenial about it, and supposedly my office has been getting some calls, but my staff's been out because they're, one of my people's on a vacation, so I haven't been checking the messages. And so I got a call on air, folks want to debate you. So I said, hey, well, let's get in touch with him right now and have him on. But I don't even know what his views are yet because I've never heard him on the radio, don't know anything about him. So now we're going to find out, and we can all have a discussion. Colonel Roberts and Jack McClam, Alex Jones, and Yaakov Spivak, the rabbi. And Yako, good to have you on the show today.
How are you, Alex?
I'm good. Tell us exactly, just so I know, what your views are, because I don't want to just keep hearing it from listeners. I'd like to hear it from you.
Well, if you what I said on the air was that there is a scenario in which Saddam Hussein knew where 100 American boys and girls in uniform would be blown up by a bomb, and he said he wasn't going to tell us. And there was no other way to get that information out of him except to torture him. So I said if there was no other way, then we would have to do it, and in such a case, then we would have to go ahead and do it that way in order to save those boys and girls.
Well, Rabbi, look, I've seen the law enforcement publications for years. This is the psychological program they use of, oh, somebody's about to release smallpox or anthrax, we can torture them. The answer is, let's torture. But then I look at the bigger global umbrella. This is the group that's creating the Saddams, that's funding the Stalins, that the School of America's teaching the torture at Fort Benning, Georgia. And you know, if we start down that road, open that Pandora's box, you know, we're all being given these moral questions of moral relativism. Okay, well, is torture okay sometimes? And I say no, it's absolutely not okay. Now, to tell somebody, if this bomb goes off and you're involved, you're going to be charged with the death penalty and you're going to be executed, you better talk, we'll go easy on you. That's one thing, and that statistically, and I've heard the experts on this, will get answers better than pulling somebody's teeth out with pliers.
I have absolutely no idea what you just said. I just told you what my scenario was.
Well, hold on.
And I want to get at least three words in before your next. And I told you what my scenario was. I can back it up biblically. Because I heard that someone said that Scripture doesn't allow it. And, the case is simple. If that they've just blown up today the Sheraton Hotel in Baghdad, I'm sure you've heard. And there's a pilot. There was just a plane that was canceled from coming in from outside of America to land, I believe, in LAX.
Well, Rabbi, you
so
put
I,
out...
Rabbi,
you just said three words, but about 50. But the point is, here is... I believe the military-industrial complex carried out September 11th, and I have the evidence of that. So you've got people who've been caught putting out fake terror alerts. You've got people who've been caught saying we need terrorist attacks to get the people behind this. And I'm saying look at it all in context. I guess do you think that the globalists weren't involved in 9/11?
Mr. Jones, you invited me on your program because of a one statement that I made. I'm trying to stick to it. And you're giving me a hard time about that. But I like to stick to the statement.
But that's a classic tactic I get from people.
Not a classic tactic. It's basic logic that when someone...
Basic logic.
You ask a person a question, and when you start to go on to other topics, the person can't answer the question.
Okay, how can we say Saddam Hussein is evil because he tortured people if we're having discussions of torturing him?
The reason that I was asked on this program was because I said... that if there was only one way to save American boys and girls in uniform, to find out where he had that particular bomb, it was to torture him, I said scripturally it would be required. And the
okay,
reason...
well, I'll let you go over that, Rabbi Spivak, Yako Spivak, but my point here is that when we look at this honestly, I'm not saying you're doing this, but the media is, and the government is using the very... type scenarios that you're bringing forward to prepare us to accept torture as a new accepted moral system in America. And
well, there are times when torture is permitted, and I would like to explain them to you.
Okay, well, you can do that in just a second. And of course, sir, you're on my show, and I appreciate you coming on, and I don't want to be on your show. I'd come on if you wanted me to, but you know, this is a forum here. And so let's bring in Jack McClam, Police Against the New World Order, who's been there, a police officer, a veteran, you name it. Jack, any comments to the rabbi?
I'm a military veteran, as Craig is, and now retired law enforcement person, as Brother Craig is. And so we've seen it from that side, and I've seen torture in my career, and I've always understood that if and this has happened where I had brother officers threatened with death, and we were asked to do certain things, and we refused to do it to save the lives of our fellow police officers out there because it was suggested that this might happen if we don't do these things. And I don't believe we were wrong. Now, it didn't happen. Those scenarios didn't happen, praise God. But there has to be a line drawn between the civilized people of the world and those that are not civilized. And I think the American people from the beginning of this nation chose the right side of not getting into torture. And it's worked very well for us over these years to be the example for the rest of the world.
Well, take the warping of the German people. It began with, you know, small things and then led into the horrors. Colonel Roberts, any comments?
Well, you know, like we said earlier, and I don't know if the rabbi heard it. I don't know if he was listening on the radio or not, but you know, my stand on it from the military aspect is, you know, war is different than civilian life here. There is no Fifth Amendment for prisoners overseas. They do have the right to incriminate themselves, so to speak. And there's a big difference between coercion and bribing, deprivation of rights and privileges, psychological leverage, whatever it takes to get information short of physical abuse. Once we cross the line into physical abuse, then what we've done is we've done the same thing the enemy has, and we're no better than they are, and it can come back to haunt us. Because should a prisoner escaper be let loose and go back and say, look what the Americans did to me, then all of a sudden, if they've got any of our prisoners, they're going to do worse. So that's a very fine line right there, and one we shouldn't cross.
Well, I mean, that's the argument of Fidel Castro and of people like Saddam is, well, these evil Shiites are going to take over if we don't torture them to get the answers. Rabbi, go ahead.
Let me give you another scenario, Alex. Suppose you were to step onto a plane tomorrow, and all of the safeguards on that plane were not enough.
And NORAD stood down for an hour and 25 minutes and warned public officials not to fly again?
Well, you want to continue the scenario? Go ahead.
Well, no. I mean, come on.
Let me just say what I want to say.
Okay.
And you were on the plane, and one of the hijackers was from Al Qaeda. Came in, shot the pilot, set the plane to automatic pilot for the House of Representatives, the Congress, as evidently happened. Then came out, locked the door, put a combination lock on it, and said, I'm not going to let you get in there to try to move the plane away from that. You're all going to die. You're going to kill the people in the Congress.
Well,
and the only way, and the end of my question is, the only way to get that information about that combination lock would be to torture him. What would you do, Alan?
Well, let me answer the question. Number one, they wouldn't come out and say we're going to do this because that's not what they do. Number two, somebody who's about to kill themselves isn't going to answer your questions under any level of torture. It takes weeks to break people like that. And number three, I believe the military-industrial complex carried out Operation Northwoods on September 11th. Colonel and Jack?
Well, let me hit that because I know where the rabbi's coming from on this one, I'm coming in a little bit different angle. I have to agree with some of what he's saying, too, in the sense that that airplane now becomes a battle zone. You are in combat at that time to save your lives, the lives of the passengers, and the target destination. Obviously, the airplane can't be set on automatic pilot for a given place like that. Being a pilot, I know this, but given a scenario that, say, it could, yeah, I'd take this guy down, and I would beat him senseless if I thought I could save our lives and get in the cockpit. But that is a battle that has just been engaged at that point.
Yeah, but, Craig, now we're in the war on terror. Every day is that. That's what they're telling
police. Well, there's a difference between having a prisoner that for a long period of time in which you've got this guy. He's not going anyplace. There's no imminent danger right then. He may know stuff that you want to know. We can work on that without having to physically abuse him, which they would in turn do to our prisoners. It's a different scenario. But what the rabbi just outlined, yeah, I think anybody would be authorized to defend yourself, just like the same way, you know, if your wife gets attacked at the mall.
Craig, that's the moral. That's right out of the handbook, though. That's what they're telling the police and the military as they legitimize it full scale. You've just opened Pandora's box.
Let me take you one step further, if I may.
Well, we got a break. Sure. Well, you can go one step further when we get back, and we'll get Jack McClam's comment on this. Because, no, we're not going to open that Pandora's box, folks. This government can't be trusted, period.
be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids and really nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Americans, get the IRS off your back legally. Discover the secret the IRS is terrified you'll learn. You probably owe no federal income tax and never have. The IRS itself admits that millions and millions of Americans already have learned the truth and have dropped out of the system, and so can you. The federal courts and even the U.S. Supreme Court have verified that the reward for your labor, wages, salaries, and compensation for personal services is not and never has been taxable. In fact, the Supreme Court ruled over 106 years ago that such a tax imposed by the federal government on the citizens of the states would be unconstitutional and illegal. I know this sounds crazy and scary. You've been carefully trained by government propaganda for decades. But especially today with a tough economy, why would you let the government continue to illegally grab money from you when there's a simple, proven, and legal way to keep it all yourself? To get the details and learn the truth, get on the internet and go to federaltax.net. That's federaltax.net. Do it today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Are you concerned about the fact that so many of our children can't read or read properly? Are you concerned by the fact that we have almost 100 million Americans who are either partially or completely illiterate? Well, let me tell you that there is a program that you can get for your children and grandchildren, or perhaps even for yourself. It's called Phonopoly. And it will teach your children and your grandchildren and you to read phonetically and spell phonetically and pronounce words phonetically. It's designed by the same woman who created the phonics game. This is $139.95. And, of course, it's 5 board games, 2 bonus games, played very similar to Monopoly. And it will train in about 16 hours your children or grandchildren how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. It's called Phonopoly. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask about getting a Phonopoly set.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dozens of major crime labs, including the FBI crime lab, the Houston crime lab, the Chicago crime lab, have been caught framing people on an industrial scale. All the time, police get caught torturing suspects. Police, it turns out, that are drug dealers themselves. Think of the teams out in L.A. And once you open this box, we're hearing this argument in the sitcoms and the dramas and on the news, and the heroes torture people to get the answers to save everybody. Why we've got to torture him to save New York or to save whatever. Again, it's being sold to us, and it's amazing. And now we hear discussions of mass roundup camps and major publications and martial law, but it's to save us. It's to keep us safe. We're going to go back to the rabbi here in a second, but I wanted to get Jack McClam to be able to give us his take on what the rabbi's been saying. Go ahead.
Well, the rabbi gives a scenario that I would imagine this is a fight-or-flight scenario. It's a imminent right to self-defense scenario he's talking about. And if I were to look around at my fellow passengers and say, should we torture this guy to get this combination, probably 100% would said, fine, let's do it now.
Well, that's
not saying that we should have a government policy where it's okay to torture people. That's a whole different scenario.
Well, I mean, it's like struggling with somebody. Hold on a second, Rabbi. It's like struggling with somebody to get the keys away from them. You know, I mean, that's a fight right there. But that's the argument being sold to institutionalize torture, and there is an attempt to do this. Go ahead, Rabbi.
All right. Let me just base it in Scripture one moment. The first, just give me 2 minutes here. Number one. The Scripture says that people will find that Exodus 22:1 that says that if a robber comes into your basement, you're allowed to kill him, or you're allowed to do anything else to save your life, including torture, is implied by that, because of the fact that the robber under Scripture law is called a gavra katila. He's a dead man walking because he knows you're going to kill him.
Why would you torture somebody when you were just defending yourself?
Well, if you can kill him, okay, you certainly can kill him. In other words,
it doesn't work.
If you don't let me draw it, I'm not going to be able to defend it. So number one, you have the right to kill someone who comes in your basement, and I'm sure many of your listeners will say that. Number two, if you look in the second place in Leviticus 19:16, it says, "Thou shalt not stand idly by thy brother's blood." That means that if you see someone who is about to kill someone else, you have the right to do anything you can to prevent that person from killing. That person is called a rodef in Hebrew, which means a pursuer. And in these cases that I described of Saddam Hussein, he is about to kill somebody else. And Scripture, Leviticus 19:16 says, "You shall not stand idly by your brother's blood," gives you the right to save man's life.
Saddam Hussein was stuck down in a little spider hole. Now it's coming out, been captured by the Kurds for weeks. And so your scenario, again, which is, let's just think about torture. And then you're sitting there saying, oh, a robber's in your house. It says you can torture him. What you just read didn't say torture. It said defend yourself.
And there were two issues here. The first issue is, on a personal level, you're allowed to kill someone if they're threatening you. And the second issue is, you're allowed to kill someone who's going to kill someone else. And if it takes killing, you're allowed to do, fine. If it takes torture, you're allowed to do it, fine. To prevent person B from killing person C, you are allowed to torture person B, and that is the right of the Scripture and the Judeo-Christian ethic and heritage.
Now, but wait a minute. I always hear people say that Al-Qaeda is evil, they torture people. But I guess they're evil, so their torture is bad. Our torture would be good.
The Bible, which is a source of ethics for man, says you are required to stop person B from killing person C, and if you don't do it, you bear a certain responsibility.
And so now you've got to have this smoky secret government agency that can go out and torture people.
Did I mention anything about the government? I narrowed my scenario to the parameters which I have defined, and you're taking it somewhere that I never even mentioned.
No, you're saying the government torturing Saddam. That's who
knew
it.
I said because of a direct situation of person B trying to kill 100 other people. That's the scenario, okay?
Let me get a comment here. I mean, look, overall, it's opening Pandora's box here, folks. And this is the argument, you know, we've heard throughout history. And I believe from the Scriptures you read, you're taking that out of context and deriving things, going, it's inferred. Gentlemen, any comments?
Well, as a law enforcement person, I mean, it is such a reach what the rabbi says here in the Scriptures about self-defense being allowing torturing. I can see me as an officer going into a house and a lady has been accosted by a burglar, and I come in, and to defend herself, she cut him up in little inch pieces and has him on the table laid out there. I mean, that, you know, you open a box like this.
Yeah, you become them.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. Any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
We have a government that's engaged in 50 million abortions. We have a government that frames people, that puts viruses in the vaccines. We have a government that's tested chemical and biologicals on our troops, lets them breathe depleted uranium by the thousands. Their own scientists admits it's killing them. They could care less about the troops, okay? So you've got to look at this all in total. You cannot have this government coming in with any type of torture system. Now, certainly, as Colonel Roberts said, And I agree with the rabbi that if, you know, this magic scenario happened where the plane was on remote control and that you had to make the guy, you know, do something, that is fight or flight. That is combat. But see, the argument is we got a war on drugs. That's why you don't have any rights. A war on terror. See, that's why the rights don't exist. Oh, we are at war. It is a war scenario. This is the argument. And I look at those pushing, and I'm not talking about the rabbi, Yako Spivak. I'm talking about the New World Order crowd that I see on the news giggling and laughing about torture and how wonderful it is. We become the Saddam Husseins. We become the Joseph Mengeles. Now, I want to get into some other news and a bunch of calls, and I want Colonel Roberts and Jack McClam to be able to plug the great stuff they have to offer, the videos, the books, all of it, and the newsletters. And I want to get to some of this other news, more on the Mad Cow, the martial law news, all of it, and the callers, Mary and Tom and Spencer and others that have been holding for an hour. But real quick, Jack McClam, finish up what you were saying, then Colonel Roberts, then I'm going to let the rabbi have a few comments, and then Pastor Butch Paul on this network has some comments about Scripture. We're going to bring him up last and let our guests go. But go ahead, Jack McClam, finish what you were saying, because that's what I was thinking of. It's like you come in, this man tried to rape this woman or rob her, and she's got him on the rack, breaking his back. She's committing a crime greater than his robbery. You can kill him to defend yourself, but you don't put him down in the basement as your slave or whatever, because they're the walking dead. They're no longer human. Go ahead, Jack McClam.
Yes, the Bible, you can't equate the biblical right to self-defense with torture. You know, the Bible does not say anywhere that in self-defense you have a right to torture people to death or torture them near death even. And so I think that if we go that way in our society, we are no different than the heathen out there. And that's,
well, that's
the truth.
The
scenario is, if we accept that, then that little lady who's been burgled and is in fear of her life can do anything she wants to that guy because she's in fear of her life.
Well, I go back to what the Italian head of the federal police said in the 70s when communist Red Brigade had kidnapped the president. And they said, let's torture him. And he said, no, we can handle the loss of the president. We cannot handle introducing torture in Italy.
Amen. That's right.
Colonel Roberts, comments on this subject?
Well, I think, you know, it goes back to the golden rule of do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Now, understanding that if you go to war with somebody, you can expect that if you get captured, they're going to want to make you talk, so to speak. And you're going to want to do the same thing if you capture them. In a terrorist environment, if you can get the information you need to save lives up to a certain point that would follow that, you know, if they capture me, I don't want them to do this to me type deal, then I think that's perfectly understandable. I think
there's precedent biblically to say you come clean about what you know right now, we'll go easy on you. You don't physically do it, but you go, if you don't, you're going to have the blood on your hands and we're going to execute you.
Well, let me give you another scenario. You know that the Muslims are terrified of pigs. And if you have a prisoner there and you parade a pig around out there and you have somebody digging a hole in the ground and you walk up to the guy and you say, you know what, if you make the colonel mad, there's a good possibility that they're gonna end up having to shoot you and throw you in the hole with that pig, and you're gonna go to hell and burn for eternity. That guy's gonna start talking. You haven't done anything. You haven't laid a hand on him, but that's coercing him into something. Is that torture? I don't think so. I think that's psychological operations on being able to get information out of him. But if you take this guy out and you beat him to a pulp and then cut a pig open and throw it on him, that's gone too far. You've actually carried out something that is physical abuse. That
okay,
is torture.
Okay, let's Rabbi, we've been so honored to have you on. You've got some final comments here, and then I want to bring Pastor Butch up real quick to talk to you.
What I meant, Alex, by the fact that finding a robber in your basement, you could do two things. You could either shoot him through the head and kill him, or you could hit him with a baseball bat and he'd have torture in his brain all his life. So that's a scenario that I think one could consider. However, what I'm saying is you have guests on your program today that were given weapons to defend their country, to defend their city as law enforcement officials. Sometimes if they use that weapon, if they don't use the weapon when they should have, they could be brought up on charges. And sometimes when they use the weapon when they shouldn't have, they should be brought up on charges. So we give them a weapon because we're reasonable people, and we can delineate reasonable rules and regulations without having to come on to paranoid pictorials.
Well, we're in tyranny right now, and we're losing our freedoms.
Question that the government is pushing, taking away our freedoms. You and I do not argue about that. The Patriot Act makes me as uneasy as well, too. And as a Jew, I know my relatives that came from countries where their rights were taken away.
Okay.
There's no question about that. My concern is to save, and the final thing I want to say is my concern to save the lives of American servicemen. We're only thinking about the other guy. We're only thinking about the rights of the perpetrator.
But
what about those boys and girls and what we have to do to save them?
I'm talking about the souls of the people that are going to be doing the torture. I'm talking about the soul of our nation. Let's bring, and I'm going to put our other guests on hold because we can't have five people up at once. I'm going to put Craig and Jack on hold for just a few minutes. Pastor Butch, Paul, you're on the air. And
Alex.
Sir.
How you doing?
Fine.
I won't stay on long. I just had a comment on this. I have been preaching the gospel of Christ for 27, 28 years, and the Bible is my life. And And with all due respect to the rabbi, I have never heard such a twisting of the scriptures in my life to stretch it to the point where he can want to prove what he has to say. That's the most absurd statement I've ever heard, to take those two scriptures that I preached on many times in the right of self-defense or defense of others. There is no biblical ground for torture ever in the scriptures, and I will state that equivocally. No questions, no way to get around this. There's no ground in scripture anywhere for torture. There's none. If there were, then when they tortured the disciples, when they tortured Christ, and they were doing absolutely right, obviously, because there's nothing wrong with torture. And you and I both know, as anyone who knows the scripture knows, that the torture is absolutely ungodly, and will send the torturer to hell for doing that job.
Well, if I can comment on this, I respectfully disagree with the Reverend, and as one who, as a rabbi who has studied the scripture in its original in Hebrew and understand the nuances, instead of waiting for it to be translated into English, I can say unequivocally that that if somebody is trying to kill another person, that the scripture will hold you responsible if you don't do anything and everything to prevent person B from killing person C, including torture. And not only do I say it is permitted, I say it is required.
That's
where we disagree.
I agree 100%. By the way, I also study Greek and Hebrew, the background. I study it deeply because it is my life, and I do know this, that yes, to defend others is absolutely biblical. Proverbs 24:11-12 says so. But to torture someone, there's no right given for that at all.
So let me ask you one question, Reverend. Mm-hmm. If you saw one person under the scenario that I have described, that the only way to save those American boys and girls in uniform was to torture the information out of Saddam Hussein, you were telling me you wouldn't do it. Is that right?
Stop right there. I'm going to explain this. I've got to make some comments here. It is a Pandora's box. You become Saddam Hussein the moment you start pulling his toenails and fingernails out. You can't trust a system that will torture or the information you get from the torture. You'll have to accept Joseph Mengele and Joseph Stalin as good guys if you do that. Pastor,
you have to reasonable men Hitler. Can draw their differences, and reasonable men can see the difference between Joseph Mengele and Justice Brandeis. Reasonable people can. You can't throw away a right of a person to exist and survive because you're afraid maybe something's going to happen.
Maybe.
That's
look at the tyranny
that's the way
harsh.
America works.
You cannot stoop to the level of a heathen to bring any justice.
Well, Reverend, then I'm saying you would not torture, let those boys and you girls die rather than torture Saddam Hussein.
Well, let me ask you this, sir. We murder 4,000 babies
question,
a day.
Reverend,
Hold on a second. Hold on. One at a time. Go ahead, Pastor.
We murder 4,000 babies a day by pure torture. And no one is doing. Are you out torturing people? Stop that. No. So if you won't defend the unborn, don't tell me how you defend those who walk the street.
I first of all, your assumption is that I'm pro-abortion.
No.
But Reverend, would you just answer my question so that our audience can understand
absolutely.
Where you're coming from? Would you or would you not let those boys and girls in uniform die under the scenario that I have described?
I would never stoop to the level of the beast that I'm trying to conquer. No.
Then you write letters to their mothers and fathers and try to justify it to them.
There's no justification of doing wrong. You can never get right out of wrong. There is nowhere in the scripture you find where the Lord God said you may do wrong to get right.
The scripture says implies he who comes to slay you, slay him first.
That's exactly right. Self-defense. Defense of others. If this is a battle scenario, but to torture someone for information that is totally unbiblical and is not
totally disagree. And
because
I
every time you cross that line, you descend into tyranny. Pastor Butch,
absolutely, you become the beast that you're trying to kill, and that will take you to hell.
You become a merciful person who won't let good boys and girls die.
Look. Let me use a Lord of the Rings analogy because that's a real hot movie right now. You can't beat Mordor with the ring. You can't put the ring on to defeat the system. You cannot defeat the beast with the ring.
What you are saying, Alex, is that this murderer of children, Saddam Hussein, has more right to exist than our boys and girls in uniform.
Rabbi, you have to have this. You have to have discernment and knowledge of the whole to make the decision. Let me just finish. I'll let you, and then I'll let you have the last word. Okay, and thank you, Pastor Butch. Let me just make this point here. Okay. Saddam Hussein was the fist of the New World Order in that region. They put him in power. They told him to attack Iran. They told him to go ahead and go into Kuwait. They trained his Republican Guard at Fort Benning, Georgia, in torture. So to sit there and to say, let's torture Saddam, but let's not punish those that empowered him, is, again, you're not looking at the big picture.
That from your position, you would let those boys and girls die and let Saddam live.
I would stop torturing them with depleted uranium. And again, you have this, oh, let's eat the apple here. You know, we've got to do this to stop it. You've got a hypothetical scenario. You understand?
But this scenario happens every day. When they bombed the Sheraton Hotel today, Alex, when they bombed that Sheraton Hotel, somebody in the upper echelons knew about it. And if
you think Saddam was running things,
Saddam
didn't even have a radio. You think he was running this?
Saddam had much information on him, and there is information out
Rabbi, that says he
was controlling it.
Rabbi, hey, listen, I want to have you back up in a month or so to have this debate again, and I appreciate you coming on. And the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and we become that which we fight when we step into the darkness. And I think you're wrong, but I appreciate you coming on and defend your ideas.
Thank you for defending yours, or trying to.
I
appreciate it.
I defended them quite successfully, don't worry. I'll be getting calls for weeks on this agreeing with me. Let's go back to Jack McClam for a final comment, and Craig Roberts, go ahead.
I think Pastor Bush Paul said it right, that it is never good to do evil to do good. You know, that's something we must always remember, because we see this happening in other nations, where nations have been under a different belief system, not a Christian system, believe it's good to do evil if your goal is good. This is the epitome of the system we've now adopted in the United States. The end justifies the means, and it is wrong for a Christian America, but it is absolutely correct for the kind of nation we're becoming, and that's a barbaric nation that will have a totalitarian world system.
Well, I mean, Butch's point about, are we going to torture the abortionist because of what they're doing?
Well, let's look at this, too. Old Bush is always saying, well, they had rape centers down there, and Saddam had these rape rooms. Well, what's wrong with that? If we're going to say torture's okay, why not rape the women to get the answers out of them? That's what Saddam, he at least it's alleged that he's been doing.
Yeah, Craig, comments?
Well, anytime you buy a ticket on the devil's train, you expect to go to one destination only, and it's going to be one you don't like, and it's always downhill. You can't, once you start using physical abuse, you know, going back to Leviticus, if you go to Leviticus, there's 100 things in there that's a death sentence, but there's nothing in there about torturing anybody. In fact, Jesus was against torture when he talked about the people piling the stones on the prostitute and stoning people. You know, stoning is a form of execution, but it was torture because it took so long, and he was against those things. So you can't it's kind of a gray area. There's not a black and white answer when it comes to crossing that line. You either do it or you don't do it. And like Brother Jack said, you cross that line one time, it's almost a one way door. How do you get back from it? And we just don't want to go there as a nation, because like you say, you can't put the ring on to fight evil when the ring is evil itself.
That's it. I mean, you put that ring on, folks, you become it instantly. Let's take a few calls. Let's talk to Mary in Oklahoma. Mary, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thank you for holding.
I think this whole torture thing, you know, with in regards to Saddam Hussein and the evil people in Iraq, is that it's supposed to make every single person in Europe hate us. Because you know they get they see all the bad things that we're doing.
It's to make the UN look good, exactly.
I'll tell you, she's very brilliant to think of that, because she's absolutely right.
Well, I look at it different. The Europeans already hate us. I'm not too worried about the Europeans. What I'm worried about is the American citizens, and I'm also worried about the enemy. Because what happens when the word gets out that we tortured some Muslim suspect, and then an American soldier disappears from walking down the street some night, and we get him back in little pieces outside the main gate the next morning? We don't want that to happen. We don't want to give them any excuses to do to us any type of torture stuff either. If they're going to do it, let's don't instigate it.
Brother Craig, you're right on, because how can we then say that what they did to our brother was wrong when we're doing it ourselves?
Absolutely.
Folks, it's simple, and it shows how far we've gone. Americans a decade ago would all tell you torture was wrong. Now they've made it so chic and fashionable that it's twisting good people's minds. I'm telling you, folks, it's so sick. It's just, thank you, Mary. We'll come back and talk to Tom and Spencer and plug you guys' contact info, Colonel Roberts and Jack McClam. An amazing show today. Rumsfeld says, you know, bet your life on it. It's the biggest threat ever. And then I look at the evidence of who's carrying out the terror, and I look at who's pushing torture from the establishment, and it's very, very serious. Very, very serious. And Pandora's box is already open. This is upon us now, not next week, not next year. And the moral people of America had better say no to torture. We'll be right back after this quick break with our guest, a couple more calls, and some key contact info. I'll tell you how to get my videos, too, so get ready for that.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
After 9/11 in 2001, the Associated Press did a poll in New York, and the majority of women, 60-plus percent, were for torture, for putting all the Arabs in concentration camps. It said concentration camps. I think it was like 35% of men. And so the globalists carry out these attacks, get us so scared, and now camps, torture, all this, they start putting it into the group consciousness. This is the solution. This will keep you safe. We must do this. Well, it's the globalists doing it all to begin with, creating the Saddams, creating the Bin Ladens, giving the nuclear reactors in North Korea. Before we go to Tom in Iowa, and that'll be the last caller, I do want to encourage everybody to get 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State's Retotal Enslavement, my new film Matrix of Evil that has Colonel Roberts in it, by the way. Let me get you a copy of that, Craig. Everybody needs to get these videos. They're over 2 hours long apiece, $25.95. Order three or more, they drop down to $20. Your purchase also makes this show possible. The films are waking people up. Call right now. Don't wait. Get these videos. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, Colonel Roberts' website is RifleWarrior.com. And you can get to Jack McClam's amazing website as well by just typing into a search engine, Police and Military Against the New World Order. Now, what was that, Mark? Okay, thank you. He was telling me about some callers hanging up. Folks, it is so important to go to their websites to get their information. It's amazing stuff. I want to cram this last caller in, but Craig Roberts, Jack McClam, plug your contact info, your books, your videos.
.com. We got a new book coming out, by the way, this spring, Alex, to follow up One Shot, One Kill. You'll like it. It's called Crosshairs on the Kill Zone. Got a new cover posted on the webpage. You'll see it. I'm not handling it, but you can get it in any bookstore. And, of course, all the rest of the books, The Medusa File, which I think ought to be required reading for everybody, and Killzone are the two top ones, and then you can see all the rest of them at RifleWarrior.com.
All right, RifleWarrior.com, and Jack McClam?
Well, brother, it's the same old thing. 23 years now, our volunteer police and soldiers here have been trying to awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform. So if you have family members or friends that wear a uniform today, we want to talk to them. We want to send them our publication on constitutional issues like we're talking about today.
It's so amazing. How do folks get it?
Get a hold of us at, you can call us at 208-935-7852. That's 208-935-7852. Or either go to our website, Police and Military Against the New World Order. Just put it in the search engine and you'll find us there.
All right, let's take a final call. Tom in Iowa, thanks for holding our tail gunner. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing? Hello to your guests.
Good.
I just want to say I'm a devout Christian. Our country is founded on Christianity, not on a Jewish person. All that is an old law. When Jesus came, everything changed. Jesus told you to turn the other cheek, not to strike the man. We are the country was founded under the Constitution, under the new law of Jesus Christ, not the Jew. That's all my comment I have to say.
Well, thank you, but I mean, he also said he didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it, and you know, you should defend yourself. You know, sell your cloak by a sword. But yes, it takes discernment when to turn the cheek, when to not do that. Gentlemen, final comments to what he just said.
Well, we do have a right to self-defense, but not to torture the person that's coming against us. That's the way I believe, and I believe Craig put it right. And we're not talking about sleep deprivation and things like that. We're talking about physical torture that America should not be a part of.
Craig, final comments.
I hope we would get to Mad Cow, but evidently we're going to run out of time today, Alex. But
Craig,
yes, there are deaths.
You know, this has been a great show. How about I have you both up for an hour next week and we get into Mad Cow and the police state?
Give it to me. We'll do it, Jack. Let's come back and do it again.
Sounds good, brother.
Everybody, all right, gentlemen.
Merry
you
Christmas.
Know, I love you both. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. I'm out of time. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Back on Friday, 11 to 2, 9 to midnight. Have a wonderful holiday. There, I'm not politically incorrect now.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides.
toxins, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.